Technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour, hour number two on this hump day, Wednesday, March 18th, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. MERS News Service, other stories that we're looking at. Consumer protection in the state of Michigan doesn't exist. Why doesn't it exist? Because it's being run by the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. Dana Nessel does not care about consumer protection in the state of Michigan. Even though she tries to say she does, it's a bald-faced lie. 1999, Supreme Court decision narrowed the extent to which businesses regulated by state or federal laws could be sued for allegedly violating the Michigan Consumer Protection Act. Could be written into state law under legislation introduced yesterday by State Representative Bill G. Schuette, Republican of Midland. Schuette sponsored, introduced House Bill 5725. Is described by Schuette as protecting Michigan's long-standing legal framework. It would uphold the status quo as the Supreme Court considers arguments in the Attorney General Dana Nessel's fight to overturn two earlier rulings. Nessel is actually trying to fight decisions from 1999. 1999, Smith versus Global Life, and 2007, Liss versus Lewiston Richards. High Court considers restoring state consumer protection laws from November 5th of 2025. We've been following this story since last November. Well, the Michigan Supreme Court is poised to upend decades of settled law, fundamentally changing how licensed professionals and regulated industries operate while exposing workers and job providers to expansive litigation and high costs, said Zach Rudat, director of the Michigan Alliance for Legal Reforms. Preserving the regulatory compliance exemption is essential to ensuring our legal system is predictable, balanced, and avoids unnecessary duplication. In November, the Supreme Court heard arguments in Attorney General Dana Nessel's fight to overturn the two earlier rulings that have sharply limited the Michigan Consumer Protection Act. The higher court could decide the case before its term ends on July 31st. July 31st. Well, the reason behind Nessel's court cases is that she believes that the rulings misinterpreted a narrow exception in the law, and as a result have arguably hampered the state's efforts, particularly as her department investigates whether Eli Lilly and company engaged in price gouging for insulin. Rudette said the high court rules against Nestle, licensed professionals, and regulated industries would be exposed to overlapping regulations, causing greater uncertainty, abusive litigation, and higher costs. The Michigan Alliance for Legal Reform is a coalition of 45 Michigan associations and employers dedicated to reining in lawsuit abuse and restoring balance and fairness in Michigan's legal system. All she wants to do is go after Big Pharma. What about the little people? Many of us who have filed complaints, Dana, with your office online about price gouging of gasoline prices here in northern Michigan. I'm going to give you a perfect example of what I saw with my own eyes and what I actually did yesterday at the gas pump. Vicki and I had some business in Traverse City. Vicki had to go to Munson to get some blood work done, an EKG, and check to make sure everything is okay for her surgery tomorrow. I drove by numerous gas stations going down 31, going through Williamsburg, going in all over Traverse City, and then coming back home. Gas prices at the pump ranged anywhere from $3.69 to $3.89. I saw one gas station at $3.99 a gallon. Costco, my normal go-to gas station in Traverse City using the Costco card, I get 5% off. Their pump price was $3.46. So I said, $3.46. Okay. Well, minus 17 cents, basically, it'd be down to $3.29. I went on GasBuddy, and to my surprise, the Shell gas station in Elk Rapids, which is usually as high as Traverse City, was $3.29 a gallon, and I got 19 cents off using my GasBuddy card. I bought gas for $3.19. But yet, in northern Michigan, gas prices are $3.69, $3.89, $3.99. It's insanity. And what is this Attorney General Dana Nestle doing about it? Absolutely nothing. This is just amazing. And now she wants to continue through the Michigan Supreme Court to upend decades of settled law, going after Big Pharma. It's all she cares about in the price of insulin. Well, with all due respect to people on insulin, why don't you go to TrumpRx.com and get your insulin there for much lower prices? The president has set it up. The website is active. This is just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Another story caught my eye. House Oversight Committee could soon take up an investigation into Interlochen Center for the Arts after State Representative Penelope Turnsoglu, Democrat of East Lansing, formally requested a probe into the school's past ties to convicted child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. All the Democrats lined up and sent a letter dated March 12th to Oversight Chair Jay DeBoyer, urging the committee to examine what they described as disturbing connections between Epstein, his associate Ghislaine Maxwell, and the Northern Michigan Arts Institution. Are you kidding? Interlochen Center for the Arts? Well, the basis for it comes following recent reporting that newly surfaced documents indicating Epstein had financial ties to Interlochen. He also visited the campus multiple times back in the 1990s. We found a lot of Michigan information, an Interlochen connection, and our legislative director has been researching this ever since, adding that a recent NPR report kind of confirmed a lot of the same things that we found. Because Interlochen has received state funding, at least $500,000 according to the letter, Turnsaglue argued that the institution falls within the committee's oversight authority. We thought this was something that really needed to be looked into further, just to make sure that nothing like this could happen again in the future. Asked about the request during a press conference, House Speaker Matt Hall said he had not yet reviewed the letter. I'm not familiar with that. I have to see the letter. A lot of what the Democrats do up here is communicated by letters. They won't talk to me. They won't talk to Jay. But we look at it and we try to understand what the connection is and how the jurisdiction is applicable. Well, the Democrats' letter asks the committee to determine the extent of Interlochen's awareness of Epstein's actions and whether safeguards were in place to protect the students, as well as use its subpoena power if necessary to obtain records and testimony. House Oversight Chair Jay DeBoyer was not available for comment at the time of the publication of this story. Can I ask a very simple question? What does Jeffrey Epstein's contributions or visiting Interlochen Public Arts Center have to do with 2026? Allegedly, according to the letter, this happened back in the 1990s. If there was anything that he did, sexually assaulting or basically doing anything wrong with young people in the 1990s, statute of limitations have ran out. The guy is dead. Why do we have to waste the House oversight time to look into this matter? Why are the Democrats wasting this much time on things that happened over 30 years ago? Why are they so infatuated with Jeffrey Epstein? Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevinformi.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Let's see. Okay, I got probably 15 text messages during the break. They're all basically saying the same thing. They're trying to find dirt on Republicans. They didn't have any on President Trump. So now they're trying to find dirt on Republicans here in the state of Michigan from the 1990s. What possible Republican connections could it be, could it possibly be, between Epstein and Republicans from the 1990s? And at this point, some of those Republicans may be dead. This is 2026. Multiple times he visited the campus in the 1990s, 30 years ago. Unbelievable. Bottom line, again, trying to find dirt on Republicans, I guess. Paul and Drummond Island. Randy, it's already a part-time legislature. They just get paid for full-time. Amen to that. Tom and Kieran Curtis, prayers to Miss Vicky tomorrow. Thank you. Greatly appreciate all the prayers we can get. But basically, again, trying to find dirt from 30 years ago. Complete waste of time. I hope Jay DeBoyer doesn't even read the letter, doesn't even bother to respond to it. Absolutely crazy. Well, another short story. Let's see. Is this short? I think I can get it started. If not, we'll wrap it up in the next hour. Lawmakers yesterday received pitches to reinstate funding for a state program that would provide matching dollars to institutions purchasing produce from local farmers. and to pay for the demolition of blighted properties owned by the Flint Community Schools. Proposals came in the form of presentation by advocates to the House School Aid and Department of Education Appropriations Subcommittee. You know, they're getting ready to do the next budget. Well, first, presentations were delivered by representatives of the Michigan Farm Bureau, Michigan State University, as well as several farms and school districts. They all centered on the so-called 10 cents a meal program, initially piloted by the Groundwork Center for Resilient Communities back in 2013 and was privately funded. It became a formal state program in 2020 and was funded at $2 million, according to their presentation slides. That state support lasted up until last fiscal year budget at the start of this year, which did not continue the funding for the program. Advocates on Tuesday argued the funding should be picked up again and put into this next fiscal year's budget, the negotiations of which are currently underway. The presenters described the program's benefits in very simple terms. Schools are incentivized to purchase locally grown food, which is a boon to our farmers to get children fresher, healthier food. Nick Welty of Leelanau County's Nine Bean Rose Farm said that without the 10 cents a meal program, our sales in the wintertime have fallen off a cliff. Presentations generated no discussion from the lawmakers, aside from expression of support for the program by State Representative Carol Glanville, Democrat of Grand Rapids. I think 10 cents a meal appears to be the type of program that is exactly what we strive to do in government, right? It's a small investment that has impacted the entire state across many sectors. And I'm hopeful that we will be able to return to supporting this pivotal program that adds so much to the state of Michigan and has lifted up so many as an exemplary program across our state. It's something that should be actually implemented across the nation. Well, then a second presentation was delivered by representatives from the Flint Community Schools. Administrators told lawmakers of four blighted buildings still under the school district's ownership that are presenting safety and crime risks to the community. What are they asking for? $8.79 million from the state to pay for tearing them down. Flint Community School District Superintendent Kevlin Jones said, beyond the issue of having the dedicated district time and resources to maintaining these sites and boarding up the buildings, these buildings are creating real and ongoing hardship. They're attracting vandalism, squatters, and fires. We receive bills from the city when emergency responders must respond to these incidents on these sites. Flint Community Schools wanting basically $9 million of Michigan taxpayer dollars to solve their problems. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now,